Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm for this show with you. We're going to talk about celebration, because so many of us are good at celebrating holidays, are good at celebrating birthdays, but we neglect to celebrate our own successes. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge that, how far we've come, because we're looking ahead and like, well, there's so much go. We don't look at like what. So we'll talk about celebration in many respects today. And before we do, I invite you to come over to my website. It's meetkathywilliams.com, where you can get yourself a exercise and a money meditation. And there is a paint their shows, and you can also submit your ideas for shows so that we keep showing interesting for you. And I promise you, if you have submitted shows, well, you haven't done my idea yet. It just kind of is waiting like popcorn. It's just like getting ready, and then it'll pop sometime. Or, you know, I have quite the right information or quite the right guest yet to address that. We'll do your show. All right. So I always love to hear from you, and I always love to receive your ideas. So again, that's meetkathywilliams.com, which is where you can find upcoming classes. I have some fun ones coming, including bar online. It's super fun exercise. People really seem to love it, especially they're like, it's winter time. I'm loving getting warm and not having to leave my apartment or my home. You know, an exercise system for long, lean muscles, and also Ho'oponopono, in which I'll give three different super cool Ho'oponopono ways to find freedom from situations that have emotional charge or even stress or triggers. So you can find those at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. For classes too, like something maybe I've done before or I've done a show on. Happy to hear your ideas. All right, so celebration. Because last weekend I celebrated my birthday. And, you know, a lot of times I think, well, it's not a big deal. But it started to feel like a big deal, you know, a new decade, stuff like that. So it's like, what would I like to do? How would I like to celebrate? And who would I like to involve? And that led to me having an epic boat trip, which I live on the island of Maui, so it's not super hard to find yourself in the ocean. We spent, I think, from 9 till 2 on Sunday watching whales, being intimate with whales. And it truly was an amazing weekend with connection with friends and eating and music and painting and all sorts of things that I love. And for me, that was a beautiful celebration. It didn't involve a ton of people, but it did involve people who are really important to me. You know, I had this client years ago, probably like 12 years ago, who I was coaching, and she was a manager. And she had been, you know, and I'm going to say, now I don't even remember, but I've coached so many people. She was, let's say it was for, I think it was for HMSA. So it was for an insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield, something like that. And she was a manager in an insurance company, and she had been taken over to a different area of the company and promoted. And the people she was working for were not happy about it because they wanted an internal promotion. They wanted one of their own to be promoted. And instead, she was brought over to manage them. So she had all these sorts of disgruntled people who essentially she had to manage. And it was really not a fun experience for her. And initially, she had hired me to deal with some other things. But this really was the big event in her world that she wanted to shift and change. So we worked together. We worked on developing rapport and her own attitude and just all sorts of things. And it took a good 9 months or so. But by the end of that amount of time, her employers, okay? So, you know, they went from like being pissed off that she was there to really honoring and caring about her. And, you know, when I pointed out what a success that was and something to celebrate, she was like, oh, I could celebrate that? And I was like, yeah. look at all the changes you've created. You created that. And, you know, there was almost a sort of sense of shock that she could celebrate that. And that was something worth acknowledging, right? Like, a lot of us came from a background of, oh, well, you don't want to get a big head. Right? So we almost diminish or kind of downplay our successes instead of, wow, what I've achieved is worth celebrating, and that's not going to make me arrogant or cocky. It's just adding to the joy of living. So what kind of, this is just to reflect on, what kind of successes have you had that you've kind of diminished or downplayed? And how could you start to celebrate those? And it doesn't require much. It might be like, oh, wow, look at all the things I've checked off my list of things to do today. I'm going to celebrate putting my job, having a nice cup of tea or hot chocolate or whatever you like. Right? It doesn't have to be a big thing. Or, ooh, I'm going to put on my favorite music and dance. And finding a really suitable way of celebrating. Interacted with people who are like, oh, well, I lost the 15 pounds. Now I'm going to celebrate with cheesecake. It's like, is that really how you would like to celebrate? Or could you celebrate by, you know, going somewhere you really enjoy or buying yourself a new scarf pants that really fit safe in who you are and what you're about now. And of course, not all celebrations have food or shopping. Yet in our culture, a lot of them do. So it's like, if I celebrate this way, what will that create? Is it going to create toward or away from? If I go out and celebrate at the bar, is that going to create toward where I really want to go or away from? And that's it. So later in this episode, listen to the end because we're going to do an exercise about celebrating how far you've come. And that I've found through using it with various clients in group coaching programs helps people acknowledge the shifts, the evolution that we've made. Right, again, so many, and I can totally relate to this. So many of us have our eyes set so far forward, like, oh, this is where I want to be. This is what I'd like to create. This is the direction I'd like to go, that we don't look at, oh, wow, look, I've done this and this and created this, and I changed this way, and I'm no longer as reactive to my mother or whatever it is, right? And sex was last year, more resilient. If we're unwilling to look at that, like we're just looking at where we're not yet, it tends to breed inadequacy, okay? Instead of looking at, oh, look at my strengths, look at what I've created. And again, that's not necessarily going to give you a big head. So it won't, if you're concerned that it will, it probably won't. So we're going to do that toward the end of the show. Now, one of my favorite questions is if I were celebrating being alive today, what would I choose? If you were celebrating today, what would you choose? Isn't that? And there's no reason not to choose that. Are you willing to celebrate every single day you're alive? Because that's available. We just require a shift in attitude. And it doesn't require much. I mean, it could be, I'll look at what I'm grateful for. And that's sort of an internal celebration. And even just right now, like, what can you celebrate in this moment? Celebrating that you have your breath, that you're listening to me. And what else? Are you wearing your favorite pair of shoes? You don't have to be wearing shoes. Right. You have a nice warm car or house. What is it you can celebrate in this moment? Isn't that so different from the kind of isn't that so different from thinking, oh my God, the daily grind, same old, same old. Oh, there is something great, right? Where am I attention? Even that is worth celebrating, right? But you put your attention wherever you would like it to go, and that you know that, because a lot of people aren't even aware of that. Pretty cool, huh? So, and I went in the bathroom and saw this poster that I still remember after like a decade, probably 15 years now. And the poster said, "I'm so thankful. My elbows bend." And it had all these different little images of things to be thankful for. And yeah, I'm celebrating that 95% of my body feels great. Because our attention usually goes to like, oh, I got a crick in my back, instead of like, oh, my neck feels pretty good, and my shoulders feel great, and my feet feel good. Our attention goes perfect. So, what else is available? What can you celebrate? And in a moment, we're going to go to break. And as, just think about like, okay, being alive in this moment. And maybe you'd eat the bacon. Or maybe you'd phone you love that you've been putting off. Whatever it is, see if you can make that choice. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. Hopefully the connection is a little bit better now. So before we head back into this conversation about celebration, I'd love to just take a look at, well, what does the dictionary say about celebrating? So celebrate is defined as acknowledge a significant or happy day or event with an enjoyable activity. Okay. So, or, you know, one of the other definitions is honor or praise publicly, as in a film celebrating the actor's career. Right. So looking at like acknowledging and acknowledging what we're happy about, acknowledging what we're grateful for, acknowledging, giving it attention, kind of watering it with our attention, always creates something greater. Okay? Because whatever we water with our attention grows. So if we're watering what we're thankful for, happy about, our successes, our joys, guess what's going to grow? And if we're watering our aggravations, our irritations, our annoyances, our frustrations, guess what's going to grow? Okay? It sounds so obvious, yet where we put our attention is often so habitual. Our attention is often not on, oh, look how much my relationship with my mother or child has improved. It's, oh, gosh, it's still not functioning where I would like it to be. Instead of how much can I celebrate how far I've come. All right, so we're doing a little exercise for that in a little bit. Right. Also acknowledging and celebrating, you know, just being alive, like we talked about during the break, and what we're grateful for, and the fact that we are able to shift our attention in any given moment from what is unwanted to what is desired. It's pretty incredible. What are some of the ways you like to celebrate? I talked about, you know, putting on music and dancing. And the fact that so many of our celebrations in this culture are often focused around food. But there are a lot of other ways to celebrate too. So what are some of the ways that you find meaningful for celebration? And not in a significant way, but just things that enrich you. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, sometimes I'll celebrate by getting rid of stuff because it's like, oh my gosh, yay! I love creating more space. I love going out to eat with people. I love going to music or even just turning on music and dancing. Or going to the beach, or taking an afternoon off. Oh, wow, I did my taxes. Or, wow, I did, you know, I calculated all these things with PayPal. Now, how would I like to honor myself and acknowledge that? And then do that. Because if you're feeling run down or like you're constantly overwhelmed or in the daily grind, it's important to take moments to enrich yourself, to enliven yourself. And these can involve any one of the senses, right? We talk about food that has to do with smell and taste. Yeah, also texture for a lot of people, you know, the different texture between mashed potatoes or creamy chocolate or the crunch of celery. Or the smell of flowers and the beauty of that. Using a special essential oil or perfume. So the five senses, taste, touch, maybe getting a massage, maybe massaging yourself, or using a little foot roller. Smell, sight. So watching something fun, or even the beauty of those flowers. And hearing. And a lot of us are more oriented in one or two of those directions. So, you know, we are more fulfilled or nourished by one or two of those senses than the others. And so it's important to, for us to look at that. Oh, what are the ways that really light me up? To celebrate or to be nurtured. And maybe you'd like to make a list. Oh yeah, what are some simple ways I could celebrate my successes? What are some simple ways I could celebrate being alive? For me, I like to, you know, lie under palm trees and just look up at them. And that's, I find it so gratifying. Maybe you don't live near palm trees, but you could go roll in the snow or something. You know, it's like for each of us, finding those ways to add little juiciness, little bits of juiciness into our day. Connection with a friend. Expression. Maybe it's writing. Maybe writing a card to somebody. Maybe writing a card to yourself. You know, there's this woman. She's a client of mine. She's starting this business in which you can write a letter to yourself each month, and then she'll mail it back to you in a year. So at the end of January, I wrote a letter to myself all about the successes, the connections, the fun that January was. And next year, she'll send that to me in January. Next year I'll be in a totally different place, you know, but I'll be able to look back at that card and say, oh wow, how cool. I met this person and I went to this concert and I had this breakthrough and all those different things. How fun is that? All right. So, if you want, I'll see if she'll let me put her info at meetkathywilliams.com on the radio page. And then if that sounds super fun for you, you can do it for you can do it with her. It's super fun for me to look at, like, I mean, because especially because January for me was, it came at me like a bullet train. Where it was like, oh, this reared its head, and this happened. And I remember saying, like, midway through January, feel like I need a break from 2020. Yeah. So, and then I looked at January at the end of the month, and it was like, oh, wow, really good connections, really amazing breakthroughs, you know, all these different things that I could then acknowledge and celebrate. But while they were happening, it was like, oh, wow. So, you know, I mean, even in this moment, we're going to do an exercise in the next part of the show. Even in this moment, you can look back. It's, you know, right now, if you're listening to this in the time frame that it's airing live, you know, we're near the end of February, and we can look at, like, what was February like for you? What is there to celebrate? What kind of connections have you made? Where have you grown with your awareness and your insights and your wisdom? Where have you let go of maybe control? Not being such a control freak. And have you had, like, breakthroughs with your body or more awareness about your body? Have you made any new friends? And if you have hang-ups about any of these, if you feel like, oh no, this didn't happen for me, maybe that's an area to look and be like, okay, what would it take for me to make a couple new friends next month? What would I have to do? Where could I find those people I really sync with? And that might be, oh, well, I would have to get out of the house more, which was actually true for me. Like, I used to not go places. I have a lot of people who either come here or work with me online, and it's like, I wouldn't go places. And finally, I started to go places, even if it was just a coffee shop or to the beach more, and make new friends. Meet the people who were congruent with me and what I'd like to create. Right? So if you're not finding things to celebrate in a particular area, consider it a win also, because that's an area to put a little more focus and ask some questions so you can create change there. What would it take? What would I have to do different? What would my body like? What could I add? And if you think something has not changed, like, oh my gosh, you know, my body has not changed. It's not something I can celebrate. Okay, well, how much kindness can you be toward your body? And all right, what would it invite it to change in a way that I would like it to change? Or in the way that it would like to change? So inviting kindness. And maybe how has it changed that I haven't acknowledged? Because that's true a lot too, right? We say, oh God, this hasn't changed. This thing has been this way forever. Well, when we're looking at that, we're not seeing the changes that have taken place. Right? Because we have the conclusion, it's like putting on sunglasses that block us from seeing, you know, what has changed. Yeah. So how much kindness can you be, and how much openness, spaciousness can you be that would allow you to see where things have changed that you haven't acknowledged yet because you've decided they haven't changed? There was this one guy, and he said, you know, I'm just not making enough money. I don't make very much, and da-da-da. And when he started to add up how much he actually made, he made so much more than he gave himself credit for, because he hadn't actually looked for real at the numbers and at what was going on. So sometimes it really is about asking ourselves, well, what has changed that I'm not seeing? What has changed that I haven't acknowledged yet? And then you can see your growth. And you can celebrate that. I have flowers in the background here. Right? You can celebrate however works for you. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be hard. And celebration may not be really, I mean, it's not in everyone's vocabulary, really. I mean, if you look at the puritanical attitudes of some of our ancestors, right, it was very work hard, you know, yeah, maybe celebrate religious holidays, right? But it really wasn't for you, it was for God, not for you to really enjoy. And when I went to Greece, we had a couple of tour guides. We went to Delphi, which was amazing. I really connected with Delphi and the oracle there and everything. And we went to the Parthenon and all of that. And we had a couple of tour guides who were really frustrated, with the Christians coming in and essentially, you know, taking over and squelching the attitudes and the celebration and the celebratory lifestyle that the Greeks had had previously. Because, you know, these people were telling us, you know what, we used to, like culturally, we used to, and our gods would celebrate being alive. It was like, you don't wait to be dead to have fun and to have joy. We celebrate it every day. Our gods were the gods of wine and the gods of harvest and the gods of different things, you know, love. And so we would celebrate that, and that's how our life was, you know, with these juicy qualities. And then, you know, the Christians came in, and they had an attitude about this. The Christians came in, and they changed all this with, oh, well, no, you need to suffer and sacrifice in order to have life later on. And so it was really interesting just to see this, and so that's culturally, that's a lot in our, both in our DNA, and it's not only, you know, I'm not blaming anybody, any religion, any culture, anything, but it's just such a different attitude, and a lot of us really have that. Can't celebrate until, you know, we've worked hard enough and we deserve it, and we never deserve it. And that's just our attitude. So where are ideas of deserving or undeserving even creeping into your life? Into your life. And would you give yourself a permission slip to allow yourself to celebrate? Celebrate the moments, celebrate the successes, small and large, yeah, to dance, to sing, to really enjoy your cup of tea, or whatever it is, right? Celebrate what was hard for you that you did anyway, right? I really feared this thing and I did it. So let me celebrate that, even if it's just by patting my own back. And when you do that, more will show up for you because you're watering yourself and your successes, which allows more of those to show up. All right, everybody. In the next section of this show, we're going to do a fun exercise to help you acknowledge how far you've come. See you in just a few.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm so grateful you're here. We're talking about celebrating, and that's actually important, you know? I mean, when we have the daily grind and we feel resigned to life, it drains us. And when we have sparkles of celebration, in whatever way that is for us, it enlivens us, right? And we don't have to wait for some special occasion to do that. In fact, if you look at the calendar, really, and you look at, like, what holiday is it today? Every day is a holiday of some sort. I mean, there's even, like, in the U.S., National Donut Day, or, you know, I mean, all sorts of weird, obscure holidays. Right? And it's like, every day is a holy day. Every day is a holiday that we can celebrate something, and we don't necessarily have to celebrate donuts. You can celebrate whatever it is you want. A friendship, a breakthrough, sometimes the things that are easiest for us, or the things that change quickly, are the things that go unacknowledged. And many of us have a pattern, have you noticed, of stressing or worrying about things. And one of the things I like to do every once in a while is to look at, well, what have I worried about that actually hasn't happened? And it's almost everything that I've ever worried about, right, hasn't come to pass. Oh, this person's gonna be mad at me, or I may have shared this story, but in late December, early January, you know, I had asked someone to just not say something, right? Not share something. And then they did, right? And so it kind of freaked me out, because I was like, I specifically asked them to not do this, and they did it. And it ended up creating so much connection between me and the third person. So much connection, and I thought it would create, like, havoc between us. So it's like, so much of what we worry about actually never happens. And what I've come to do is write down the times that I've worried that it actually turned out in amazing ways, right? Where, oh my God, the universe has this. Right? It's carrying this. It made it smooth. It made it easy. And I'm an active player in that. I'm an active participant. But our minds often go in the negative spiral instead of the, hey, wow, I really am supported. So looking back and celebrating that support is huge, because it reorients us out of the fear, out of the anxiety and worry into, oh yeah, there's another place that I was supported. Oh, there's another place I can acknowledge that the universe really has my back. All right. So doing that has been a fun practice for me. I'm an avid journaler, and writing these things down helps me feel it, helps me see it, helps me know it. So if that would be useful for you, I highly encourage it. All right. Now, this next exercise is going to be quite a bit, because for me, energetically, it just helps me acknowledge things. And you may, as you do this, you may just get a feeling or a sense. You may have visuals or audio. Any way you get your information is the right way. All right, there's no particular way you have to do this exercise. It's really helping you sense changes. So go ahead and soften your body. Just sense the surface you're resting on, allowing yourself to become aware of your breath and noticing what else you can soften. So, are there other muscles you can soften? And as you soften, you're just going to kind of check your internal energy as it is now. Some of the experiences you've had, friendships you've made, awarenesses you've had from 3 years ago to now. So a few years ago, where have you evolved since then? Who have you connected with? What kind of awarenesses and breakthroughs have you had? And start to bring yourself forward through time, allowing your awareness to bring up the people, the situations, the creations, to acknowledge. Less judgmental. More evolved. Where have you become more aware or more able to rely on your own intuition than just a few years ago? What adventures have you had? Even just exploring a new place in your own town. And allow your awareness to bring up anything else that I haven't mentioned, or anything else that your own wisdom would like you to acknowledge. And after this exercise, you may like to write a few things down. You may even like to ask, what else can I celebrate? And how would I like to celebrate my evolution, my wisdom, my expansion? Because it's worth celebrating. How much more joy are you willing to have? And as you expand the joy, you spread joy. As you expand the joy in your own life, it ripples out to other people, places, events, experiences, and energies. And even if you've had moments of challenge in the past few years, you have more awareness, more wisdom, more knowledge than you had before. So how can you expand that? I find this is a really useful exercise to play with, especially energetically. You know, for me, it's very palpable that 3 years ago, I was more contracted, had less softness, had less spaciousness, had less ease in my life. Even though, like I said, this year has been pretty intense, I've been able to dance with the waves of it a lot more easily than I would have been able to 3 years ago. I've been able to stay calm and open in some conversations that I wouldn't have been able to 3 years ago. Or even say some things that I might not have said several years ago. So acknowledging the progress and celebrating that. It shifts us out of judgment and into possibility. And possibility is a space that's really natural for you because that's how you were as a child. And it's been untrained to a degree. All it has to do is be reignited. How do we do that? By shifting our attention into celebration. If you paint and make an ugly painting, cool! That's better than making no painting, right? You can celebrate it. I mean, kids do that. Right? It didn't turn out the way I wanted. Oh well, it looks pretty good, right? It's modern art. Have you made deviled eggs for the first time and they didn't turn out great or they look ridiculous? It's like, oh, cool. Well, at least I tried something new. That's the space of possibility, not judgment. And, oh, I wonder how I could do them differently next time so they turn out even better. And that's it. Right? Celebrating the progress, even when it looks ugly, even when it looks, you know, a little gnarly, because then you build on that progress instead of deflating yourself and then not even going any further. All right. So what ways can you find to celebrate being alive? If you were celebrating today, what would you choose? Who would you spend time with? What could you add? Thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, everyone. My favorite places to be are on YouTube and on the beach, and sometimes both simultaneously. You can also find me on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and at meetkathywilliams.com. Also, iom.fm every Thursday. And if you can't wait till Thursday, you can find all the replays at those places and at meetkathywilliams.com/radio. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful week. I look forward to hearing from you. I always love your ideas, and you can submit those over at meetkathywilliams.com. That's also where you can find a free Money Rain exercise and create your life practice exercise thingy people seem to like. All right, have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, and